The American Foundation for the Blind presents Mady Christian in Hedda Gabler by Henrik Ibsen. Translated by Mary Cass Canfield and Ethel Borden. Copyright 1939 by Mary Cass Canfield and Ethel Borden. Recorded solely for the use of the blind with the kind permission of the copyright owners and their agent, Leah Salisbury. It was not my desire, said Ibsen, to deal in this play with so-called problems. What I wanted to do was to depict human beings, human emotions, and human destinies upon a groundwork of certain of the social conditions and principles of the present day. The scene is a drawing room in a suburban house in the west end of Christiania, the year 1890. It's morning. Bright sunlight is streaming through the glass veranda door, making the tiles of the great porcelain stove glisten, although it is unlighted on this fine day. The room is full of flowers. They stand in vases on the tables. Bunches of them are lying loose on top of the square piano. Bouquets and glasses occupy each step of the whatnots that flank the doorway to the adjoining room. Through the portieres of this doorway, one catches a glimpse of a sofa against the opposite wall. Hanging over it, the large oil portrait of a handsome elderly man in a general's uniform. The door from the hall is open.
I do believe they're still asleep.
That's right, miss. The boat come in so late last night. And then when they got here, the stuff the young mistress had to have unpacked before she'd settle down, you wouldn't believe.
Well, let them have a good rest. Bless their hearts. Oh, but for heaven's sake, let's open the veranda door and have a little fresh air in here.